מיין דף צדיק פרס מיט בייז אמר רב מיישה בוי רב יויכנה קויסל ברשוס הרבים גבוי היוד ואיני רוכב ארבע ומוקף לקרמלס. There was a קויסל ברשוס הרבים. That means on one side of the קויסל, let us picture on the right side of the קויסל, there's a רשוס הרב. This Kaisel is Gavoya Yud Ve'enei Rochav Arba Umukiv LeKalmelis. On the other side of the Kaisel is a Kalmelis. It's surrounding a Kalmelis. Ve'osoi Rishus HaYochid. And this Kaisel that is surrounding the Kalmelis made from this Kalmelis a Rishus HaYochid. So we have here now a Rishus HaYochid that was created to a koisel that's gavoya yud veine rochev arba. The other side is a reshus harab. Vizorak, now a person went and took a chayfetz and threw it from the reshus harabim. Vinoch al gabov, and it landed on top of the koisel. Mahu, so what is the din? Mi amrinon kiven deine rochev dalet mokim pturu. Since this koisel is not rochev dalet, so memela, so it is a mokem ptu. The area that is surrounded by the koisel, fashteitzach, that area is a rishus hayochid, because that area is dalet al dalet, and that area is surrounded by mechitzis yud. But the koisel alone has a problem. Because the top of the koisel is not rochiv dalet, so the koisel mitzadatme does not have a din of a reshus hayochid. Oidilme, kiven the osoi reshus hayochid. Since this koisel made that the kamalis became a reshus hayochid, keman the moli damye. So it is like the kamalis is moli, and the kamalis rises up till the top of the koisel, so you have now one large area, so you have your dalet al dalet. Let us see what Rashi says. Mukef lekamalis, it's surrounded a kamalis. Bekoisel zeh hikifoi, this koisel that on one side is the reshus harabim, so on the other side it surrounded the kamalis and it made it a reshus hayochid. There was first a bika, and now, which was a kamalis, val yodoi, and because of this kaisel, nasis reshus hayochid. Kegoin, shehukef ledire, that this bika was hukef ledire, that means that there's a house inside there. Oy lo hikifa boy elo beis asoyim. Or the Hakofa is a base society. Now Rabbi Kiveger says on this Rashi, the Tzorchin. Now the Tzorchin of Rabbi Kiveger is, because L'chayre Hanegei Alono, we are speaking about a Shaila the Eraisa. We are speaking about the Zorak, the Noch Al Gabo. So we are claiming a Shaila, is this person Chayiv, even though there's no Dalet Al Dalet? Or is he not chayiv? And the svar is, since the inside is a reshus hayochid, he should be chayiv. Now Rashi all of a sudden starts speaking about dinei derabono. That if it's not hukav ledire, or if it's more than a beis asayim, it's not hukav ledire, it doesn't have a din reshus hayochid. And Rashi dav zayin amad alav says klo, that this din is only midarabono. Midarabonon, if it's not hukav ledire, so it has a din kamalis midarabonon. Aber min ha-teire tzich has a din reshus hayochid. Hanegei alonu, we have to just make this a reshus hayochid min ha-teire. It doesn't, it's not negei to us of midarabonon, you're permitted to be metalto, you're not permitted to be metalto. But to us it's only negei if it became a reshus hayochid min ha-teire. So why does Rashi speak about these inyonim of hukif ledir? And that is the tzorchin of Rabbi Kiveger. The Edom of Rabbi Kiveger, the Chassam Sefer, we had mentioned on Dav Zayin, and here he says it more clearly. The Chassam Sefer says that Rashi Shita is that if you have an area that is not hukaf ladire, that means that there's no, you have, it's more than a base or sayim, and there's no dire there, so this is not a rishus hayochid min atayra. That what Rashi and Dav Zayin says, that loy hukaf ladire is a kamlos midarabonon and a rishus hayochid min atayra, Rashi means that v'shas, the mechitza was made, there was no dire there, but later he built a dire. So min atayra is a din rishus hayochid, because now there's a dire there. So Mamela has a shame rishus hayochid. Midrabonon, since Bishas Asiyas Hahekev, there was no dire, so midrabonon they gave it a din kamalas. But if there's no dire whatsoever, so then Rashi holds that it is not a rishus hayochid minatayra. So that, therefore Rashi to say this num hukev ladire means that al kaponim, that there is a dire there now. Because here it seems to say that with the hekif it became a rishus hayochid already, so you have to say that there's a dira there. V'zorak merishus harabim, v'noch al roishoy, and now the chayfetz rested on the roish hakoysel. So do we say that the roish hakoysel, since it is not rochev dalet, so if it is not rochev dalet, so it's a mokim too? Oidilme, the other side of the sofik is kivin the koisel ze. Oso le kamel zu, rishus hayochid, since I made it a rishus hayochid. Keman de moli damye. So it is keilu, the mokim, that is mukif, mechitzes, it is like it is full. Vahave etzloi roishoim, Ka'ares michte kol acholo. Vava eitzel roishay by the roishay of the kaisel. Ka'ares michte kol acholo. The whole cholol is like it is full with earth. So now you have a tremendous area that is, You have more than dalad al dalad. You mitzaref the whole cholol together to the roishay kaisel. Because there's a svar of keman the moli domin. L'davoini, I don't understand. Afilu, there is such a lomdis of command the moli domi. We had Rebbe holds that a bayis mekure is command the malya domi. That's Rebbe. So according to Rebbe, if it was Zorak, Meshus Harabim went through a house and it's mekure, it's command the malya domi. Here we have a Rishus Hayochid mekure according to Rebbe. Here we have all of a sudden a new svara, that if it's not mekure, it is also command the moli domi. So this kasha the Chaydish Aviv asks. Chaydish Aviv says, the difference is that by Rebbe we have a different problem. We have a problem, it's moving. So there the problem is it's moving, it's not noch b'shus hayochid. So there you need it should be mekure, in order to say it's command the moli, that it has a din noch b'shus hayochid. Here there's no problem of noch, because it is resting on the Reish HaKoysel. The whole problem is you're missing dalad al dalad. No, al fat, you don't need mekure. The words I can say over, there's a cheshbin also, but the lomdis I don't begin to understand. If there's a kirui, so then there's a din command the moli that makes it noch. If there's no kirui, so noch it can make it, but if there's a weiter din command the malye, that, al kaponim it's called yev dalad al dalad. Very, very difficult to understand. And, so his kash is why bechlal do you say command the malye dummy? And I don't understand another inyan. Lechayre, we had mentioned yesterday, one of the reasons you need dalad al dalad, is in order that it should be echazeli ishtamish. That is the inyan of dalad al dalad. Taisa said that boir v'chul yosai mitztaref ledalad, because a boy is minich tafalov. I mean, Taisa held even though you have an area of dalad al dalad, but you can't be mishtamish there. You have a hole there. You can't be mishtamish there. So memela, so Taisa said alomdus, the whole reason it's mitztaref is because the boy menich dafalei mishtamish. That's why it helps. Then we had another svar, you need aimed merubala poritz, dirishalmi holds. here you don't have, here you have the Aleph Feltach da. Was helft mir in Lomdes Kemandemol Yedomi, but this, and Kemandemol Yed not Chosin Lishtamish. What is it different? What is it different than Boer Bechul Yosai? That we had, you have to have a Svori Boi Monach Alay Midi Yom Mishtamish. Here you don't have the Boi Monach Alay Midi. It's a tremendous beak over here. There's nothing to put over it. So Bemela, how could the Lomdes of Kemandemol Yedomi make it dalad al dalad? If one of the reasons you need dalad al dalad is niramokim aroy letashmish, with all the lomdes, it's still not roy leishtamish. That's one problem in the Gemara. And as we progress, we'll find there's more problems. It's a very difficult Gemara to understand. Al kaponim, so that was the shaila. Omar ule kal v'chayma. La cheirim oise mechitze la atzmoy loy kolshke. La cheire, wachsach mir des was emis wants to say, that's the pashtis of the Gemara. That Rabbi Yochanan held one svore that it should get a din reshus ayochid. A lomdes of commander mol yedomi. And Ula came up with a new svore. Forget about a lomdes of commander mol yed, kal vachayma. L'acherem oise mechitze, if this kaisel makes something else a reshus ayochid, la'atmoy loy kolshkein. So zich alein, daf zich machen a reshus ayochid. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, l'acherem, what l'acherem? Kol acholo, oso reshus ayochid. This kaisel made the whole cholol. The whole area made it a reshus ayochid. La atmoy loy kolshkein. For itself, it shouldn't make it a reshus ayochid. Roisha kaisel. If it can make the cholol a reshus ayochid, avad givis, it can make itself a reshus ayochid. Now, l'chayre, this kal v'chaymer, we also have to understand, which is very difficult to understand. Let us speak about the cholol, and let us speak about the kaisel. The cholol, what was wrong with the cholol? We had a big cholol. The problem was it wasn't a reshus ayochid because it wasn't mukif mechitzes. So memela, we have now a mechitza around this cholol, a mechitza around this biker. So memela, machosa kan. Now you have a reshus ayochid. It was missing mechitzes, so now it has mechitzes. So there's nothing wrong. What is the problem with the kaisel? The kaisel is a different problem. The problem of the kaisel is not that it's missing mechitzes. The kaisel is a mechitze. No, the problem is you don't have dalad al dalad on the kaisel. So there's a new problem. You don't have a mukim. You have a mechitze yud. You have a mechitze. The problem isn't mechitze over here. The problem is you don't have a mukim dalad al dalad b'raysha kaisel. So here you're missing a mukim aray lishtamish. You're missing kalke. You're missing something else. So mayin shmita leitzel al Sinai. So since this is a mechitze for the cholol, so avadigivis, this becomes a reshus ayochid itself. L'chayre, the cholol is a reshus ayochid because the cholol is mukif mechitzes. This l'chayre could be a mokim p'tur because this doesn't have dalad al dalad. What? How does the kal v'chayma work? The only way I could understand this Gemara, so we had mentioned, when we learned Masechtas Brachos, Daf Sechmir, it was, and Daf Chav Gimel Amud Beis, that we once mentioned that a Kal V'chaymer does not work. We once asked Akasha, why do you need a Midah of a Kal V'chaymer? Typically, Al Tzmah Motzinu. It means a kal v'chayma, l'chayre, if we'll take a poshet a kal v'chayma. If I can pick up 200 pounds, if I had to give it, I can pick up 100 pounds. So that's the mid of a kal v'chayma. You can figure I can pick up 100 pounds because I can pick up 200 pounds. But l'chayre, that you don't need a mid of a kal v'chayma. It's a mamatzino, because in every 200 pounds, you have 100 pounds. So why do you need a mid of a kal v'chayma? Learn that. I pick up 200 pounds, I'm picking up one. I'm bekoyach to pick up 100 pounds. Why do you need a new mida of a kal v'chayma? So this is a kasha that the Beis Yosef brings down. And the Beis Yosef says that the only time you need a kal v'chaimah is when you cannot make a mamatzinu. That means, so he gave a bad marshal of a kal v'chaimah. That means if one would want to learn out, what he wants to learn out, that just like he wants to make al tabid of a mamatzinu, there's a big difference. This is one inyan, and this is another inyan. No, the midah of kal v'chaimah is machiach the halacha. That means as follows. The difference between a mamotzinu and a kal v'chaimer is, a mamotzinu works with the similarity of the cases. That means, this case has this halacha. Case Aleph has this halacha. Case Beis is similar to case Aleph. So memela case Beis should also have a similarity in halacha. So we are building the limud through the similarity of the two cases. That is a midah of a mamatzinu. A midah of a kal v'chaimah is, we are speaking about the cases are not similar. But there's now a new midah of a kal v'chaimah, that the davar hachomer has to have all the chumras of the, that the kal possesses. This is a new midah. They're not similar. But this is more chomer than this. So memeila, so this has to have all the chumras that this has. Or the Dover HaKal has to have all the coolest that the Dover HaChomer has. That is the midah of a Kal V'chaimah. The cases are not similar, but the halachis, the Chomer has to have the halachis of the Kal. So this is, we ask the Kasha on the Kal V'chaimah of the Gemara. The Gemara says, Kal V'chaimah la'acherim oisem mechitze la'atmoy lo'kolshkein. If this Kaisel can make the Kalmelis a Rishus HaYochid, Avadi Givitzit should make itself a Rishus HaYochid. So we asked the two different Inyonim. The Kalmelis that it made a Rishus HaYochid because the Kalmelis was missing a Hekif Mechitzis. So now it's Mukif Mechitzis. That's why it became a Rishus HaYochid. The Kaisel, the problem is it's missing a mokim dalad al dalad. It's a kaisel that's kevoya yud and not rochev dalad. So how could you be medamed the kaisel to the cholo? So that would be if we would be making a mamotzinu. So it's two different things. But we're making a midah of a kal v'chaimah. We are saying if this is bekoyach to make something else a rishus hayochid, that something else gets a rishus hayochid through me, if I'm bekoyach to make a zaitik izach a reshus hayochid, I'm zicher bekoyach to make myself a reshus hayochid. So the midah of a kal v'chaimer says the halachis that I can create on something else, avadik is I can create on myself. So even though there's something else missing, it is a different svare, but the midah of a kal v'chaimer is mechayev, that the halach is I can put on something else, I can zikha put on myself. So if I made something else a reshus hayochid, a zikha can make myself a reshus hayochid also. Itmer nami, omar rabchiya barashi, omar rav, v'chein omar rab yitzhaka v'rab yoichinen, koisel b'reshus harabim gavoya yut, yeva koisel b'reshus harabim, that is yut v'ochim tol, v'einei rochav arbe. Umukev lekamelis, and it is surrounding a kamelis, vasol reshus hayochid, and this hekev made the kamelis for reshus hayochid, hazayrik v'noch al gabov chayev. So if a person will be zayrik from the reshus harabim on top of the kaisel, he's chayev. Lacherem oise mechitze la'atzme le'kolshkein. We see how Rashi said the vote is that it makes it a mechitza. It makes that a reshus hayochid. That's Rashi. La'acherim aso reshus hayochid. La'atzmei le'koshke. Not the vote is mechitza. The vote is if I make something else a reshus hayochid, I'm zicha bekoich to make myself a reshus hayochid. Zok taisvis. Umukif le'kalmeles v'aso reshus hayochid. So the Gemara has, when the Gemara is speaking about the Shaila, the Gemara has a Gnaganza Chadgadya over here. That the Kaisel surrounded a Kalmelis, and they made a Kalmelis a Rishus HaYochid. And what, and if it surrounded a Rishus HaRabim, and they made the Rishus HaRabim a Rishus HaYochid, we also have the same Kal V'chaimah. Why did the Gemara have to specify umukif lekamlas vasorishus ayach? Aymari, the mashmid the davke mukif lekamlas, the kivin the mukif lekamlas, since it's surrounded a kamlas, ein kol kach svore sheyeyose rishus ayachid mitam delachere moise mechiz. Then the svore isn't so strong to say that this should become a rishus ayochid, al tesvor de lachere moise mechitza latzme le kolshke. Avo mu kefes rishus arab, baso rishus ayochid, pshite de laatzme inami mahani. Now, this thesis is also very, very difficult to understand. Lachere de ivrin thesis is, the thesis says as follows. If I made a rishus harabim, a rishus hayochid. I took a rishus harabim. That was also letaltal daladamas besoichai. And I made it a rishus hayochid, I created a heter tiltal. In this rishus harabim, I created a heter tiltal. So then, that's a tremendous accomplishment. So avada givis, then we have a merdike kal v'chayma, la'acherem, oise mechitze, la'atmai la'kolshkein. That means, the accomplishment, what the Mechitza did, is much greater in the Rishus HaRabim than in the Kamlas. Because in the Kamlas, what did I accomplish? Before Min HaTorah you were allowed to carry, and now Min HaTorah you're also allowed to carry. I mean, the Boni not allowed to carry. So the accomplishment that I accomplished to make a Rishus HaRabim a Rishus HaYochid is much greater than the accomplishment that I made by making a kamlas a rishus ayochid. Here I created a heta tilpul min atayre, and here I didn't create a heta tilpul min atayre. That is lechayre the ivra of Taisvis. So Mamele, that's why the Gemara wanted to say, no, afilo mukiv lekamlas, which I didn't accomplish so much, afal pike will make the kalvachayma. Lachayre moise mechitze, laatzmoy lekolshke. The Zach I don't understand about Tosfos is as follows. What is the Shaila of the Gemara? When the Gemara is clearing here a Shaila, are we clearing that the top of the Kaisel should be mutter to carry on? Are we clearing on the top of the Kaisel that is a Din Rishus HaYochid? Till Gabi Hetzet Tiltul, there's no Nafkemine. On the top of the Kaisel, Saif is allowed to carry. Either the Mokim Ptura Rishus HaYochid. The whole Shaila of the Gemara is, Zorak Meshus HaRabim V'noch Al Gabi Kaisel. So the whole Shaila is a negative accomplishment, that I create a Rishus HaYochid to make a Chiyuv Hachnose. That means theoretically the Kaisel is a Mokim Ptur. So HaZorak Meshus HaRabim Al Gabi HaKaisel should be Potter. But since this Kaisel made the Kalmelis a Rishus HaYochid, that if I'd be Zayrik from the Rishus HaRabim into the Kalmelis, you'd be Chayiv. So Zicha made itself a Rishus HaYochid also. So the Gemara is clearing a Shaila, an accomplishment in Chiyu, not in Heter. The whole Shaila is this a Rishus HaYochid, that there should be a Chiyu Vachnose, if you were Zayrik from the Rishus HaRabim. That's the whole Shaila from the Gemara. A Zayrik v'noch al Gabo, that's the Shaila. So, in making it a Rishus HaRabim legabi Chiyuv, I don't understand the difference between a Kalmelis and a Rishus HaRabim. I made a Kalmelis and a Rishus HaYochid. I made a Rishus HaRabim and a Rishus HaYochid. Was geit miron that I did something else by the Rishus HaRabim. The Rishus HaRabim I made a Heter Tiltul. But the Heter Tiltul is leimala lemoire to our Shaila. Our Shaila is, we are clearing a Shaila, if does it have a shame Rishus HaYochid legabi Chiyuv? So legabi chiyuv, I don't understand the difference between a kalmelis and the rishus harab. Maite gegange. Umirishum chayre rishus hayochid. Now Taisus asks a different kasha. Taisus asks a kasha, what's the pilpul with a kalbachoyme, command the mol yedomi? We just learned yesterday. We learned if you have a murshe, something sticking out of a koisel, there's a din of chayre rishus hayochid. You have a charit. It's also chayre rishus hayochid. So why isn't the top of the kaisel, why isn't the top of the kaisel considered chayre rishus hayochid? So Taisus says, mishum chayre rishus hayochid leke lechiyuvei, kemoyrom yebecheritze delael. Loi niche tashmishte levnei reshus ayochit kulei hai ala koisel. The lamdis of chayre reshus ayochit is that this mokim is used and is nishtamish by the bnei reshus ayochit. So therefore, even though it doesn't have the dimensions of a reshus ayochit, but since this is used in nishtamish al yedei bnei reshus ayochit, it gets a din of a reshus ayochit. Masha'enkein, the top of the kaisel is not convenient to be mishtamish with it. Exactly why not veisachnit? It's a kaisel 10 tfochem high, which is not too high. And to put something on top of it would give it ganz geschmack. But Taisa says one does not use the top of the kaisel. So memeila, so does not have a din of chayrei reshus ayochet. Therefore the Gemara had to go with a new lamdis. Of a kalvochema, about kalvochema becomes a reshus ayochet. Acherem oisem mechitza laatzmei lekolshkin. Look the next to Taisus. Acherem oisem mechitza. Gabi chulye de boir, loishaych lemeima hochi, lichayev amishtamish meshus al rabim al gabo, kiven shein achulye atzmei gavoyayu. Taisus says as follows. Taisva says that let's say, we learned yesterday, said klo like this, but let us go back to the case. Let us say a person is a boyer that is 8 tvachim deep. So it's konish, it's a kalmelis. And he takes the chuyas a boyer and he surrounds it with 2 tvachim on top. So the din is that inside the boyer is a rishus ayochet. Because now that's the din, the chuyas and the oimik a boyer is mitzaref, you have 10 tvachim. But this chulye is 2 tvachim high. Now a person will be walking in the reshus harabim, and he'll take something and he'll put it on these 2 tvachim. So Tosfos held for a davar poshet before that's garnish mit garnish. This chulye is zicher not a reshus hayochid. That's for sure. Tosfos, if you have a chulye that's 2 tvachim high, then if someone puts from on top of the chulye. So you say that b'chuyosim etzaref la'arbo, so then it's called you put on the reshus hayochet. But a 2 tvachim haydik echulye, it's lovot, it's garnished. This is zicher not a reshus hayochet. This is not a reshus hayochet for a personal put take from the reshus rab and put it on this chulye. So why don't you say, but you know this chulye that is 2 tvachim tall made the boyer a reshus hayochet. The boyer, inside the boyer is a reshus hayochet, because of this chulye that is 2 tvachim tall. So why didn't you make a kalvochayma la'acherem oisem mechitze la'atzmai la'ikolshke? And before we go further, let me just tell you asod, chedushi aram takishtetazai. He's not in the spoil. He takos us, take it true. This 2 tvachim dike chulye is a reshus hayochet. He said it on Dav Tzadik Tesem and Aleph. But Taisvah disagreed with that. So, what's the terror? So Taisvah says, Gabi chuyi debo eloishayich lemei mochi, lechayim amishtamish mishus harab mal gabo. Kiven shena chuyi atzmei gabo yiyud. The kalvochayim elacherim oisem mechitze is if it did it, this koisel on its own accord, meyen is achar eshus hayochid. Here there's a shutif. It contributed to making it a reshus hayochid. It did not make it completely reshus hayochid. The boyer had 8 tvachim. The chulye is 2 tvachim. So memele, so it didn't, it's not lacherem oise mechitze. Lacherem mesayei ali oise mechitze. Exactly what the svar of Taisvus is, the Svasemus doesn't understand. That had to be lacherem oise mechitze. And without me, it wouldn't be a reshus hayochid. Al yodi, it became a reshus hayochid. You have the doifnei haboyer also. So sein gut as I. But he says the svar of Tosfos of Sasem says is not so boshet to understand. Lemaise, through me, this became a reshus hayochid. The boyer became a reshus hayochid. So al kaponim laatzmei lekolshke. Al kaponim Tosfos holds. This kalvachayma only works if this is the only mechitza that made it a reshus hayochid. If it only made it betziruf another mechitza, so then you don't make the kalvachayma. That al kaponim mishitas hatosfos. Now a new gemara. Boi Rabbi Yochanan. Boyer Tisha. You had a boyer that was 9 tvachim deep. So that boyer is a carmelis. 9 tvachim deep and 4 tvachim wide. Va'okar mimenu chulye. And he was oiker a chulye, with oiker, a lump of dirt. That this lump of dirt was a tefach thick. And he lifted out this lump from the boil. Vehishlima lasore. So when he's taking out this lump of dirt, so the minute he takes it out, one needs gesunte nerves to halt mit the gemore, because thinking about it makes one nervous. Because that is like this, that when he's taking it out, before he took it out, it wasn't a rishus hayochid, it was 9 tefachim deep. When he takes it out, so with the taking it out, it becomes a rishus hayochid. But is that called he made an akira from the rishus hayochid? Because pshat is kozman, it was attached to the boil, it wasn't the rishus hayochid. The minute he detaches it, so now it is the rishus hayochid, but it's not munach anymore. So memele, so that's the shayla of the gemara. So the shayla of the gemara is, how do you look at such a case? Boy Rabbi Yechonin. Boyer tisha, yet a boyer that was 9 tvachim deep. Va'okar mimenu chulye, and you took out a chulye that was 1 tefach thick. Vehishlima lasore, and now by taking out this bottom chulye, so now the boyer is yutvachim deep, the boyer became now a reshusayor. Mal, akiras chayfetz, va'asiyas mechitze bahadi adodi kosu. Do we say it comes bebasachas? It's considered a basachas, it became a reshus hayochid, and I say there is an akira from a reshus hayochid. Umechayev. Oiloi mechayev. No, it's not the basachas. Because Kozman, it was attached to the boil. Kozman, it was munach. It wasn't a reshus hayochid. The minute you separated it, so now it became a reshus hayochid, but it's not munach anymore. That is the shaila of the Gemara. The Svasemis asks a pertinent kasha. He says, not so poshit. He says, after you separated it, you're taking it out of the boil, so kolzman it's toich gimel, you should say lovut. So toich gimel, you should say lovut, so skilo munach ala kalke. So the mail is considered, you're taking out the chulye from arishus hayochid. What is the shayla of the Gemara? That is a problem that the Svasemis is moira, but there's enough problems without that. Al Kaponim, but this is the lumdus of the Gemara. So the Gemara is clearing a shaila. Do we say that bebas achas, it's considered that it became a reshus hayochid, and there was an akira from a reshus hayochid in Yischayev? I don't know. These two things are stiridik. Kozman, it was munach, it wasn't a reshus hayochid. The minute it became ois munach, that it became a reshus hayochid, so there's no akira anymore. So I'm not akira from a reshus hayochid. There never was an akira from a reshus hayoch. That was the shayla. Ve'imtim tzoloima. If you will say, kiven d'loi havi mechitza asore meikore. No, since before there wasn't a mechitza asore in the boil. So it's not considered I took out from a reshus hayoch. I took out from something that was not a reshus hayoch. Because in order to say Nakira from Rishus HaYochid, has to have a shame Rishus HaYochid before I took out. And here it only became a Rishus HaYochid with the taking out. So if you'll say that, Kibun Lehava Mechitza Asore Meikore Loi Mechayev. So let's clear a different shayla. Boir Yud. You have a boir that is Yud Tvachim Deep. V'nosan l'soicha chulye. And now we're going to throw back this chulye. We're going to throw back this chulye into the boil. So when the chulye is going to rest on the karke, automatically the boil will become eisrushus hayochim. Because then it's going to become nine tvachim. But here I throw in a chulye to something which is a rishus hayochim. And with the hanochim it will become eisrushus hayochim. But the maila in this case is that we have a past history of a reshus hayochid. So that is the second shaila. Bayer Yud, the Nathan Lesaych Achulia. He put into the Bayer Yud Achulia. Umiyato. And now, with the Hanoch of the Chulia, becomes a Bayer Tef. Mahu. Hanoch as Chayfetz. Vesiluk Mechitza Bahadi Adodi Kosi Mechayit. It comes bebasaches, it's called, I'm putting down into a Rishus HaYochid, and then with the putting down it becomes a Rishus HaYochid, but this is a Sibbe for Chiyuv. Eloi Mechai. Now, since with the Yanoche it becomes a Rishus HaYochid, what's going on? The past history. A minute before it was a Rishus HaYochid. A minute before it was Rishus HaYochid, there was no Anoche. When there becomes a Hanoche, it becomes automatically a Rishus HaYochid. So it's not called, you made a Hanoche in a Rishus HaYochid. These were the two shailas of Rabbi Yochanan. Zok de Gemara, tivshit lai medidei. Mechayre Rabbi Yochanan, from another memre of what you said, you can be poishet the shailam. What is the other memre? The snan, we learned in the Mishnah Vayta, Hazoirik arba amis bekoisel. A person threw something. The Baal will learn Rashi's pshat. A person threw something. He was arba amis away from a koisel, and he threw something on a koisel. So it says like this: lemaylo meyasoret vachim. If he threw it, lemaylo meyasoret vachim. Lemaylo meyasoret vachim is a mokim ptur. Kizoirik ba'avir. So it's like he threw it ba'avir. So he threw from the rishus harabim to a mokim ptur. It's garnish mit garnish. But what if he threw this chayfet onto the koisel? It was lamata miyasor, and it was 4 amas away. Kizayrig ba'oret. So just like he threw it on the ground. Kizayrig ba'oret, 4 amas chayet. So just like a person throws on the ground something 4 amas away, he's chayet. So here when he threw it on the koisel, toich yud, so he's also chayet. Vavinam bo, so we asked the kashim when we learned the Mishnah, v'holoi noch. There was no Hanoche. So Rashi and Avzayim and the Chiddush Yeran say over here, the what is Pshat in the Gemara's Kashi, that the Gemara's Kashi is as follows, that here was the Kaisel, and he threw something on the Kaisel. This was Dalad Amos away. He threw it on the Kaisel. So it wasn't Noch on the Kaisel. It jumped back. So it fell back into the Rishus Arab. So the Hanoche is not Dalad Amos away. The Hanoche is Teich Dalad Amos. That means even though he was standing Dalad Amos away, but when he threw it on the Kaisel, it didn't land on the Kaisel. It's not on the Kaisel, which is Dalad Amos away. No, so when did it land? There was a rebound and it fell back. So it wasn't Noch Dalad Amos away. So Memela, why is he Chayiv? Va'omer Rabbi Yochanan, b'dveilo shmeino shanino. So Rabbi Yochanan said, no problem. We're speaking about a dveilo shmeino. So Memele threw it on the Kaisel, it hits the Kaisel, it sticks to the Kaisel, and Shalom al Yisrael. But Vela Shmeina Shanim. Tzrek the Gemore, Vamai, Oke Memayit, Meyar Ba'ameis. So what's Geit Miron Ad Vela Shmeina, Oke Memayit, Meyar Ba'ameis. This is Memayit from the Yar Ba'ameis. So the Gemara says, what Pshat the Kashas will see Rashi, Hosom loy mevatalei, hochem mevatalei. No, by the shaila of Chulye, when he throws it into the boyer, he's mevatale to the boyer, he wants it to remain there. But over here, by the Dveile, does not want that it should remain there, so therefore, it is not memayit from the Daladama. Let us see Rashi. We'll first see Rashi, then we'll see Taisis, then we'll try to come back to Rashi. So Rashi says, V'okar mimenu chulye, v'inichay b'rshus harab. The first shayla of Rabbi Yochanan, and he took out a chulye from a boyer tet, v'inichay b'rshus harab. Mi mechaye, is he chaye? Even though Before the Akira, it was not a Rishus HaYochid, but B'Shas Akira, me a Rishus HaYochid, but B'Shas Akira, it became a Rishus HaYochid. So that's called an Akira from a Rishus HaYochid, if with the Akira becomes a Rishus HaYochid. Then the Gemara is the other way. He made a Hanoche in a Boer of the Chulye. V'Siluk Mechitza Ba'Hanoche Zun Istalke Mechitza Sa'Boer. By putting the chulya in the boyer, so we just lost the mechitzas aboyer. Shenismato meyasore. You do not have any more mechitzas asore. You don't have a mechitzas test. Mi mahani ay meyuta lemifterei eloi. So the Gemara brings, Rabbi Yochanan himself said that the Mishnah is speaking about bedveilo shmeina, shenidbak bifnei akoisa. Amai mechayev. So the Gemara asks, why is he take chayev? Homas nisin dalad amis ktonim. Hazoyrik arba amois bikoisel. So the ivre of the Mishnah seems to say he's dalad amis away from the koisel. Vafilu mitzum tzomis. He's exactly dalad amis away from the koisel. Vechinoch bifnei akoisel. So now, when he threw the dveila bifnei akoisel nismayet hazrike midalad ames. So by that being noch bifnei akoisel nismayet hazrike midalad ames kidei mokeim hadveila. So the chelik of the dveila that is protruding into the rishus harabim. So that is mismayit, mismayit hazrike midalad amis. This chelik, the chelik that is protruding, so this was not thrown dalad amis. This is still in the dalad amis. Uktani chayit, and we learned that yechayit, kiven the mikore dalad amis habit. Since there before was dalad amis, so even though now, there's no more dalad amis from where I threw it, because now there's less than dalad amis al yedei hadveila. So that's wegen you are chayiv. So memele, you see, we look at before. That means after the zrike, there's no more dalad amis between from where I threw it to. Because the dveila is taking up space, so now there's less than dalad amis because of the dveila that is protruding. But since before I threw it, there was dalad amis, so you look at before. So here the same thing. So what is your shaila? What is your shaila that he threw a chulya into a boil? With the hanoches achulya, it becomes tes amis, tes tfochim. About Kaponim, but before the Chulya became Munach, it was Yutvachim. So what's Gate Meron? With Anoch, it becomes Tes. Here also, since before the Zrike, there was Dalad Amis, what's Gate Meron? That it's there, there'll be less than Dalad Amis. But you look at before. And for the Gemara, Hosam le Mevatel le Dveile, Ilkach lav Miyatu. There is not Mevatel the Dveile to the Kaisel. So therefore it is not considered a miut. So that means it is not considered after the zrike that there is less than dalad amis away between the mokim and zrike. That means there is still dalad amis, there's still considered there's a distance of dalad amis from the mokim and zrike to the kaisel, and the dveila, the mokim and dveila is not memayit the mokim. We'll come back to Rashi, Yirtzeh Hashem, after we see Taisvis. Zogt Taisvis, Va'amai v'kamemayit me'arba amis. Perish bekuntres, Rashi said pshat in the Gemara, the mashmalei the mairi afilo bedalad amis mitzumtzomis. It is speaking about that he threw dalad amis. She'oivi hadveile me'mayit midalad amis. The oivi hadveile now is me'mayit midalad amis. That means with the zrike it comes out that there is less from dalad amis from where I threw, to because the daivi advela is mamayit from the daivi advela is mamayit from the sheer dalad amis because it's jutting out. Now there's less than dalad amis after the zrike. The kosher l'ri,
the Be'inyan Zeh, the way Rashi explains the Gemara, Einin Nira Sheyishayev, Kivin Sheyigudai Bifnim. So Tosfos asks, in the way Rashi's explaining it, there's a different problem about. I never was Zayrik Talad Amis. Not the Shailas you look afterwards. Afterwards it comes out that there's not Talad Amis from where I threw to where it rested because the Dveil is there. Like we said by the Boyer, there's no Yud Tfochim because after when I threw it, there's only, with the throwing it becomes Test Tfochim. So with the throwing it becomes its Gimel Amis away. Forget about this Lomdish Shaila. There was no Zrike of something Dalad Amis because the Chelik that's protruding did not go Dalad Amis. The Be'inyin Zeh Einirish Yishayev Kivin She'igudai Bifnim. The Dveila is attached to the Pnim. It's attached, it's Teich Dalad Amis. Kimoi. Moitzi Chatzi Kupal Rishusarab. We had a Mishnah before. That if a person will take out half of a kupal reshus harab, the einay chayiv achi is meugit to the reshus hayochid, so memela that's not called haitzor because it's still attached to the reshus hayochid. You did not take it out completely from the reshus hayochid. So just like by meleches haitzor, you have to take it out completely. So the same halacha applies by mavir. You have to take out the whole chayfit. Chutz mi dalad amis. If a chelik of the chevitz is still in the dalad amis, so there was no melacha of havor. You did not take out the whole chevitz. What is the difference between meleches haitzor and meleches mavir? The otu im zorak odom roimach. A person will throw a spear. The spear is a very long handle. V'chol davar oruch. Kosho yischayev. So he'll be chayev. Kiven sheroishay echad yotzah chutzal daladamis, because the head of the spear went out chutzal daladamis, and a male will be chayiv if the rest of the spear is resting in the daladamis. It's zichah not like that. So a male, so there's a tremendous problem. It's not a shaila of you look how after it was noch al gabia kaisel, you see there's not daladamis from where I threw to the kaisel. You look after, you look before. There was no havar over here. I was not mavir the whole chayfet. Ve'im bezoirik daladamis ochi gemiri loshe yischayim v'chi agavne. If you will say that by zoirik daladamis it's different. I'm asking a kasha of eitzor. By eitzor this halacha of igudei biyodoi. And by mavir there's no such halacha in ganzen. So mavir has different categories. So could be then you can't learn out. We're asking Akash and Rabbi Yochanan that by Dveila he said Yochayev. So why is he mesupik by Chulia that's going into the boil? This is Mavir, and this is Achnos, and they have different halachas. V'oit amai mashmalei tvei b'hai the zorek arba ames bekoisel. The have mitzumtzomis. Who told you Bechlav is speaking about that? It's Dalet Amis mitzumtzomis. Mishar Abba Amis Hashnuyis Bechol Hashar. So Memele, so if that's open, so maybe it's speaking about it. It's not Dalet Amis mitzumtzomis. It's five Amis. He threw it on the Kaisel. So it stuck to the Kaisel. It was Mavel Dalet Amis. After he threw it, there's still Dalet Amis away from him. The Mokim Azrika, there's still an area of Dalet Amis away. The Sfaltik is a guten Tag. All kash is because it's dal damas mitzumtzomis. Who says it's dal damas mitzumtzomis? The nigelari, the mairi hoche, shezorek chutz la'arba amayis kamei b'chol moke. It's speaking about not dal damas mitzumtzomis. He threw about, it was a good 4.5 amas. And he threw it on the kaisel. So what is the problem? So if I threw something 4.5 amas, it landed on the kaisel. So I was mavid al damas b'shus harab, machosakam, what's wrong? For hochi porish, for kememayit midalad amas, shem mokaim hadveilo nizbatlo mitoiris rishus harab. Now, where the dveila is jutting out from the kaisel, so this mokaim does not have a din rishus harabim. Shebotel le kaisel, the mokim hadveilo becomes bottle to the kaisel,
Varei hu ke koisel o. So it is now like the koisel got thicker. Lehavi oid al gabov rishus arabim. So memele on top of this dvele, there's not even a din of rishus arabim anymore. Vim zorak machat oi koitz daladamitz. If a person will be zayrka machat oi koitz daladamitz, v'noch ala dvele, oi niska besoichoi, oi apota, v'rei mokim advele misnamayit midin rishus arab. The mokim advele became, that now this is ois mokim rishus arab. And the proof is, if you throw something on top of it, it would be potter. The Marsha says, why is it taka like this? So the Marsha says, because the dveile is noch roye, the kakois of the Rishus Arabim, so the dveile is a din like it's noch Rishus Arabim. But if you throw something on top of it, so memele, that is not roye mokim, that's not roye kakois Rishus Arabim, so that is not called noch Rishus Arabim. So memele, by the dveile coming into the, getting attached to the kaisel, so it made that the mokim advel is not a mokim rishus harabim anymore. The proof is if you throw something on top of it, he won't be chayit. So memele, so that's the kash of the Gemara. Is this, when you make mavir dal amas b'shus harabim, it has to be noch b'shus harabim. When it gets stuck to the kaisel, now it's chaylik rishus b'fnei atzmoi, and it's called that it does not have a shame rishus harabim anymore. And the proof is if you throw something on top of it, you'll be potter. Tefilochi chayiv, hoyilu b'tchilas azrikat koidem anocho yeshem rishus harabim olov. Because before it got attached to the kaisel, so in this mokim there was a rishus harab. V'hanoche, so through resting, umiyut rishus harabim, and when it rests, if this mokim becomes ois rishus harabim, v'hadi adodi kosu. So that comes b'basachas. That means before the anochi, the smokim was rishus harabim, and with the anochi becomes ois smokim rishus harabim. So that is not a chesorah. V'chanami avol lemeim anochi v'silik mechitzis badi adodi kosu. So we should say the same thing over here also. That since it comes b'basachas, it shouldn't be a chesorah. Mishani hosam lemavatli hochil lemavatli rishus harabim. So the Gemara answered, no, there's a difference. By Dveile, he has no intent it should remain there. So afilu it's attached to the kaisel, the smokim still is a mok shem rishus harabim. This is not an intricate part of the kaisel. This doesn't become other kaisel. The smokim is rishus harabim. This dveile is going to fall down in 10 minutes. So memele, so the mokim at dveile is considered still avir rishus harabim. If you're going to throw a machat over the dveile, you're going to be chayiv. Because this dveile is not chaylik rishus b'fnei atzmoi. So memele, so you don't have a problem. There's no problem involved that with the throwing it, it's not lying in the rishus harabim. It is still lying in the rishus harabim. Masha'en came by the chulye. You took a chulye and you threw it into a boil. So here, since you're mevatel it, that you want that it should remain in the boil. You want now a boil that should be amuk test. So memela, so there with the hanochi became ois rishus hayochid. That is how Taisvus learns pshat in the Gemara. And Taisvus asked on Rashi, that Taisvus asked that if it's dalet ames mitzumtzumis, so there was no havore bechlal, you weren't mavir the whole chayfetz. That's Taisvus kasha on Rashi. So the Megine Shloime and the Ramban for Rashi, they say that there's a tremendous chilek for the way Taisvus asks the kasha, and on the case of Rashi. Taisvus asks the kasha on Rashi as follows. Taisvus asks, you have here a Rishus HaRabim, here a Rishus HaYochid, and you take something and it's half on the Rishus HaRabim, half on the Rishus HaYochid. So Taisvus asks, the Tzeredin is Yizich HaPotah, because it's Ogud Rishus HaYochid. So Taisus says the same thing if you throw a dveila on a kaisel. So even though the end of the dveila is touching the kaisel, but the whole dveila is jutting out into an area that is toich daladamis. So it didn't go out daladamis. It's agud in the daladamis. But Taisa said a mashal by daladamis gufa. If you'll have a spear, you'll take the spear, and then half of it went out of the daladamis, and the other half is stuck in the daladamis. You'll zicha be pota, because it's still agud toich daladamis. So Taisa says, so the same thing should be by the dveila. So the Magen Shloim and the Ramban answer as follows. There's a tremendous difference. If you throw something and half of it is resting chutzla daladamis, and half of it is resting teich daladamis, so Taisa is 100% right. So Memela, the whole thing did not go out of the daladamis. Part of it is resting in the teich daladamis. That's Pasha. But if you go and throw a dveila on a kaisel, so the whole thing is resting on chutzla daladamis. Because the makim hanochas hadveila, it's not resting on the luften, it's resting on the kaisel. That's what's holding it up. So there the lumdus is that it is considered that the whole thing is resting on chutzla daladamis. So memele, so therefore there was no problem of the maisa havore. There's no problem with the maisa, but it's called, I threw it chutz l'daladamis. But the Gemara asked, but after I threw it, now this mokim became, this mokim is now, it's, even though the chavitz is called, it's resting chutz l'daladamis, it's resting chutz l'daladamis, but the, as the beginning Shleime puts it, but what'll be if someone will throw something on this chavitz? So he won't say he threw it daladamis. You'll say that it didn't go daladamis because this chayfetz from where he threw it is less than daladamis. So al kolchoch, after he threw it, this chayfetz is considered that it's not daladamis away. It's less than daladamis. So al kolchoch, the whole reason you're chayiv, because since before, b'shas when he threw it, there was daladamis away, and so it's cool that it's noch. It's not chutz l'daladamis. But afterwards, it doesn't have a din of daladamis away. Legabi throwing something else on it. So the Gemara says, this is mamish the same shayla of Rabbi Yechanan. So the Gemara answers, I have news for you. That since he wasn't mevatel this to the kaisel, safilo afterwards you'll also be chayiv. That means it is considered that the whole dveila is chutz l'daladamis. Just like there's a din, gufa basa reisha grire, there's a din that the whole dveila is nigra basa the mokim adibuk. So it's considered that the whole dveila is chutz l'daladamis. Not because you go basa mi kore, because before it was chutz l'daladamis. It's considered now also that the whole dveila finds itself chutz l'daladamis. So memele, since he's not mevatala to the kaisel. So memele, so it's no kasha on Rabbi Yechanan. Zog de Gemara weiter. Boi Rove. Zorak daf. A person went, he threw a daf. Now what's the story over here? So let us see Rashi. Zog daf and noch agabi yeseidis. So Rashi says as follows. Agabi yeseidis dakis. There were thin spikes. Shahoyu gevoyis yut. They were yut tvachim tol. The ein rechov is dalit. So memela, you had an area that was yud tvachim tol, and it was not rochiv dalit. So this was not a reshus ayochid; it was a makim ptul. V'dav ze rochiv dalit, and the board that he threw over the spikes is rochiv dalit. Also reshus ayochid. So now, when the daf rested on, when the daf rested on the Yesedis, so now it made it a Rishus Ayochid. Before it wasn't a Rishus Ayochid, and now it made it a Rishus Ayochid. Zorak daf, v'noch al gabi Yesedis. And it rested al gabi Yesedis. Mal, what is the din? Maika mi boiler, what's the shayla? Anochas chayfetz vasiyas mechitze behadi adodi kosos. What is the shayla? That the minute the daf rests
on the Yesedis, it becomes a Rishus HaYochid. So it's called Noch Al Gabi Rishus HaYochid. So it comes Bebasachas, the Hanochim makes it for Rishus HaYochid. That means this is similar to the first Shail of Rabbi Yochanan, that it was Oikir Achulye from Aboyer, and the Akire makes it for Rishus HaYochid. So Pshat is here, the Hanochim makes it for Rishus HaYochid. Hanoch es chayvetz vasiyas mechitza ba'de adodikos hayne de Rabbi Yochanan. So the Gemara says no, that the Rav is claiming a different shayla. Kika mi boi lei le Rav ki goin de zorak daf, he threw a daf ve chayvetz al gabo. Now on top of this daf was a small chayvetz. And so what happened? So he threw the daf on the Yesedis. He picked it up from the Rishus HaRabim. Let's say, let us be Megashim Dinyan. He says, he had a daf that was Dalet Fochim by Dalet Fochim. On top of this daf was a quarter. Fine. Now he went and threw the daf on top of the Yesedis. And he's throwing two things. He's throwing the daf and the quarter on top of the Yesedis. He's going to Zorik daf v'chevetz al gav. My. Kivin the Bahadi Adodi Kosu, since it comes together, that means before the Anoch, it's not a Rishus HaYochid, it becomes a Rishus HaYochid with the Anoch. Kanoch HaSchayfetz Vasiyis Mechitza Domi. So it's like Rabbi Yochanan Shaila. Since it comes Bebas Achat, so it could be, it's not called, I threw into a Rishus HaYochid. I dilme, kivin deloy efshe deloy midli pulte. That means when he throws down the dot, so this quarter is going to jump from the force of the impact of hitting the Yesedis. So it's going to jump and fall back down again. So it lifted itself up and it fell down again. So here it's Kasiyas Mechitze Vanochas Chayfetz Domi. Here it's considered that first I made the Rishus HaYochid. That means this is happening in split seconds, but first I made the Rishus HaYochid with the Hanochas Adat. But with the Anoches Adaf, so the quarter jumped up, some emeila, and then it fell down again. So now it fell down in Tafatike Rishus HaYochid. Kimen d'loi efshe, d'loi midli, pute v'hoder nayich. Since it's impossible that it should lift itself up a little bit and then fall down again, kasiyas mechitzem Anoches Chayfetz Domi. So it's like first I made it a Rishus HaYochid, and then I put the Chayfetz on it. Take. Zogt Rashi. Maal is chayim vizrike zu, vechevet al gabo, im tim tzoloimo ke Rabbi Yochanan. Danoch has chayfetz vasi es mechitze badi adodi loim mechayev. Is hoche badi adaf loim mechayev. You won't be mechayev on the daf. Because for the daf landed, it wasn't a Rishus HaYochid. It became a Rishus HaYochid together with the Anoche. What is the shaila? D'loy efshe d'loy midli achayfetz me'al adaf b'shas hanoches adaf. V'hodonayich. The daticha d'chayfetz lifted itself up and then fell down again. Kastiyas mechitze bereishe. So just like I made a mechitze bereishe. V'hodar hanoches achayfetz domi. Chayef. B'shas hanochosoi kvar nase daf Rishus HaYochid. That is the shaila. Then the shaila is, what is the shaila? So it's a very good svara. So manavshech, if it lifts up, I mean the Gemara says it lifts up. So first he puts down the daf and the chayfet over the yesedis. So the Gemara tells us that the metzias is that it lifts up and it falls down again. So that's the metzias. The efshed lay midli. So if it lifts up, it's not very good. So Lamai says, so first it became a Rishus HaYochid, and then the Chayfetz was Noch Al Gabi Rishus HaYochid. So what is the Shaila of the Gemara? Doch weiter schwer. So maybe we'll say the Shaila is, he'll use maybe the Svar of the Svas Emet. Maybe it's Lovot. That means it didn't jump up more than 3 tfochim, so it's not considered a new akira and anoche. That might get plans. What's the shaila? What are the 2 tzodim of the shaila? Or maybe we could say a different svara. We can say a different svara that
that when he threw down the chayfetz, he took a daf plus a chayfetz. He lifted it up, so both were on the Rishus HaRabim. He lifted both up from the Rishus HaRabim. He made an akira from the Rishus HaRabim. Now he puts it down on the Yesedis, and when he puts it down on the Yesedis, so this jumps, and then it falls down again. So according to the svara we had yesterday in Tosfos, so it could be as follows. It could be that when the koyach hazrike, that when he threw it, so this koyach hazrike, it can't be mechayvim on the chayfetz. Because the first time it hit the Yesedis, it was Babas Achas. It was Anochas HaChayfetz, and it became a Rishus HaYochid Babas Achas. So on this Anochi, you can't be Mechayivim. Now what do you be Mechayivim now? On the rebound. But it jumped up again, and then it fell down. So on the rebound, so this is called now a new Maise. His Maise Zrike ended. That Koyach ended. This is now a Koyach Koychai. So that would have jumped up again. Now this is not coming from a Rishus HaRabim anymore. This is coming from a Mokim Ptur or whatever it's coming from. If Lamaila is a Mokim Ptur or Lamaila is a Rishus HaYochid, so it's not coming from a Rishus HaRabim. So therefore he's not Chayiv on the second Anochi either. But again, the Gemara is very unclear. The Gemara does not explain the two Tzdodei Ashayla. What are the two Tzdodei? Zorak daf zektaisvis anoches chayfetz vasiyes mechitze. Vim taimer so taisvis asks a meir de kekashe. Afilu leka bekiyes kediyim, afilu will say that because of the yesedis kediyim can't run through. Aba heichi choshiv leshovye tachtov rishus hayochet. Taisvis asks, what is the shayla shayma shamayim? The afilu yisei bebas achas, you could get it in Rishus HaYochid. You know what becomes a Rishus HaYochid? Over the daf becomes a Rishus HaYochid, because the daf is dalad al dalad, so this mokim is Rishus HaYochid. But the daf landed on the Yesedis. The Yesedis don't have a din of Rishus HaYochid, because the Yesedis are not dalad al dalad. So memele, so mehechi teisi, should you be chayim? It didn't land on a Rishus HaYochid. It landed on Yesedis, which the Yesedis are still not a Rishus HaYochid, because they're not dalad al dalad. No, on top of the daf is a Rishus HaYochid. Fine! So this became a Rishus HaYochid. But it didn't land on the Rishus HaYochid. So what's the shayla of the Gemara? Vim toim afilu leke bekiz diem heiche choshem l'shav yitacht of Rishus HaYochid. Maishna mitraskul v'omid b'shus HaRabim. Let's say the case of Omud. There is an Omud b'shus HaRabim, gevoye yud v'rochav dalet, v'ein b'ikrei dalet. You'll have an Omud that looks something like a triangle. That on the bottom it's not dalad al dalad, and it goes up and it's dalad al dalad. Zamrinin zorak v'noch al gabov chayiv. So the top of this omad is a din of Rishus HaYochid. Mash medavke al gabov, avol tachtov loy. But underneath this omad, where you have less than dalad al dalad, is not a Rishus HaYochid. So memele the Yesedis are not a Rishus HaYochid. So what's the shayla of the Gemara? These Yesedis had two mechitzes around them. So now this daf is a din of a pitikra, and it's yoyred v'soysem. So with the hanoche on the Yesedis, automatically we get a third mechitze surrounding the Yesedis. Now we say Pitikri Yoyred V'soysim. So now with Anoch it became a Rishus HaYochid. That is the Shail of the Gemara. If Bebas Achas he could become Mechuyev.